If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Welcome aboard, and literally tighten your seatbelt. I have to tell you a funny story. Tighten your seatbelt. You know, if things have gone right, a blog and a Facebook entry at the blog is at sabrams.com/blog if you want to go straight there, or you could click on the navigation bar, or you also go to my Facebook at stephanie.abrams.94, and you'll get the beginning that'll lead you over to the blog to get the rest. From time to time, I have talked about how you know when you've traveled too much or you've been traveling too much, a concept I really don't buy into because I don't believe you can ever travel too much. You know, I was born with traveling feet on. But some things happen when you've been away for a while. And some of those things are, well, at least they happen to me. I'll come home and I can't remember where the light switches are in the bathroom. Or I've been using my traveling toothbrush for so long that when I look at the toothbrushes in the holder in our bathroom, I don't know which one is mine anymore. So every now and then there are things that occur that remind me that this is what happens when you've been doing a lot of traveling. We just came back from 3.5 weeks in Europe, a place I highly recommend you visit. We went to two countries. We went to Ireland and we went to Malta. What a magnificent place. You've got to go there, people. And so easy to get from Malta to Ireland to Malta and return. It's glorious. So that's 3 weeks of travel, and that was two round trips, round trip Dublin and round trip Dublin-Malta. I told you last week, or maybe I didn't. We'll talk about it later. I went to see Beauty and the Beast, an absolutely perfect film that you absolutely must go and see. And I'm going to be talking about it again today. I talked about it in Travelers 411, my Saturday show, which is heard over many of these same stations, about places in that film that you see digitally and otherwise that are truly inspired by European places. Among them, when the film opens, you see this street. And that street, in my brain, I said, Rothenburg auf der Tauber. The city, the medieval city of Rothenburg in Germany on the Romantische Straße in Bavaria. And before, you know, I wasn't going to say anything. I'm in a movie theater. It's not a time for a conversation. And my husband nudges me and says, Rothenburg. Now, it isn't exactly Rothenburg, but if you know Rothenburg and you see the beginning of Beauty and the Beast, you're going to recognize it. So if you want to go to the place that was inspired that vision of the village where Belle lived in Beauty and the Beast, that's where you want to go. And it's supposed to be France, but that village is in Germany. Town, city, whatever. And there are other places, like the ballroom is a combination of Versailles and Schönbrunn Palace. And we'll talk about that later today. So I'm looking at this film and I'm seeing nothing but travel destinations in it. And I'm writing in the dark so I can share with you. When you see this part of the film, it's inspired by this castle or this place. In fact, at the very end of the film, there's this rounded stone palatial manor house kind of a building with big columns. That's Rustboro House in County Wicklow, Ireland. So, you know, that's the result of traveling enough. So if you really want to get into the groove, look at going to some of the places that inspired the artists that did the pieces in the film Beauty and the Beast. A gorgeous, perfect film. I'm sitting in the movie theater, and all of a sudden I realize that I have taken my left hand and I am searching from my right hip across my stomach to my left hip, looking for my seatbelt to make sure it's tightened. That's because I've seen so many movies in the air in the last, well, since January 1st, or going back to January 7th. I mean, between December 7th and March 17th, 25, 35, 45, and 9. I've been away 54 days, of which, you know, there were all these long-haul flights. So you get a little crazy, I think, you know. Isn't that odd? I thought it was hilarious. But so I share it with you because you already know I'm crazy. But I've got such an exciting show for you today. And I want to remind you that if you miss any part of today's show, you want to share it with a friend because maybe you're going to plot to go away together. You want to hear it again because, you know, you listen to something and maybe you really pick up 20% of what you hear. So not a bad idea to go back and listen a second time if it's something that has really piqued your interest. And I think today's show is going to do that for you. And you will find every show podcast at travelers411.com. Click on podcast in the navigation bar. Every show is after the broadcast is podcast for 1 year, so you can download us and take us with you. I can't tell you how many listeners have sent me, "Hello, Rachel Mattern, how are you?" Rachel lives in Pennsylvania. She corresponds with me frequently. She's been listening for years. I think since something like 2008 or 10 or something like that. And when she realized we had the shows archived, she listened every week going forward and has been listening online going backwards. And she finally achieved having listened to every show starting with July 7, 2002. Bravo to you, woman. So, yeah. Travel with Stephanie Abrams archives at go to sabrams.com. And go in the on-air quick links box, and you will find a spot to go to archived and podcast shows, and you got it all. And if you have any special questions for me, when you're at travelers411.com, click on forums and scroll down to Ask Stephanie. And you leave me a message, a question, or whatever. I'm sure other people will pop in and want to answer questions, too. And then I'll come in and tell you what I think. It's very exciting. You want to know what's very exciting? I came across a company last week. I hadn't heard of this company before. And from what I understand, it's in business about 6 years, but the ownership has been in travel about the age of Methuselah. And I thought, you know, this is a very interesting company. These are very interesting people. I know their credibility from the travel industry. And we ought to have them on the air. So I called the CEO. His name is Michael Thomas. And we get to talking. And it turns out when he goes into his, you know, I have this little telephone directory. It's got a map on it, like an antique map. It's falling apart, but it's got cell phone numbers and home phone numbers and business direct dial numbers for, you know, CEOs of every brand in the travel industry and all kinds of big shot tourism people. Well, he's got one of those books too. And he goes in to look and he says, "In your last life, your telephone extension was 23. You know, if somebody had asked me what my telephone extension was in 2001, I don't know that I would have remembered offhand, but when he said 23, yeah, that's right. So apparently, in my last life, he and I had business dealings together, but I don't really remember that. I remember dealing with his partners, and I then remembered his name. And so I'm going to bring him on to introduce him to you for a minute so we can just establish who he is and what he does. Then we're going to take a quick commercial break and pay attention to those commercials, people. And when we come back, we're going to dive into learning more about Michael Thomas and SmartFares.com right after this.
Stephanie Abrams' travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Wednesday and Thursday evenings, May 10th and 11th at 8 p.m. at Symphony Hall in Boston, Queen Latifah. Yes, Keith Lockhart will conduct, and the evening will feature special guest film and music legend Queen Latifah. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or at bso.org.
Hello to Michael Thomas, CEO of a company called LBF Travel, Inc., whose brand, SmartFares.com, is a place you ought to be looking for good travel fares. Was I right, Michael? Is the company in business? Is SmartFares.com in business for 6 years?
Absolutely. Yes, Stephanie. We started the company in 2010, so actually it's seven plus years now.
Ah, this is good news. LBF Travel predates that?
No, I started LBF Travel, and then we wound up getting consumer brands, and Smart Fares became the lead consumer brand. So that's really our trading brand, and that's the website, and that's where we wind up having all our deals posted, and our chat agents are available 24/7.
We're going to go into that in depth, and we're going to do that after these important messages. And if you're in a big hurry, you can go to smartfares.com in the meantime, so you know what you're up to date on what we're talking about, or go to sabrams.com into the show notes, and you'll find the link there. So if you're driving, don't worry about writing things down. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me. Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over 5 decades. Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Get your tickets now for a very special Boston Pop season at Symphony Hall. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present a season-long tribute to the legendary John Williams with 10 concerts featuring his film scores from E.T., Jaws, Raiders, Star Wars, Harry Potter, and more. And it's a season filled with exciting debuts beginning opening night May 10th with special guest Queen Latifah. America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, has your table waiting. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, Don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have a giggling person on the line with me, and that giggling person is Michael Thomas, the CEO of SmartFares.com. And let's start slowly, Michael. First of all, let's just establish, you know, a six-year-old company in the history of travel is a young company. And often people have a little nervousness, although I remember when companies like Expedia and Travelocity and others came into being, I don't think anybody thought twice about working with them, and nobody questioned who's behind all this other than techie people. So let's just get a little, you know, establishment of foundation of you and your relationship to the travel industry. When was the first time you found yourself involved in the inside of travel?
Well, actually, what led me to travel was an interesting coincidence. I wound up coming across. I knew I wanted to do something with the internet in 1995, 1994, and I stumbled across a little search company and did a deal whereby I bought five keywords from them. And it was buy three, get two free, and it turned out to be Yahoo. So Yahoo sold me the travel, books, music, vitamins, keywords, and I paid them $3,770 a month for the top banner at the top of the search results for all these searches. And really trying to find my way. I had all this traffic. I literally had hundreds of thousands of daily visitors, and then I had to find my way into what I was going to do with it. And I found a small company called Booksite, and they wound up buying the book keyword from us for $2,500. And then I found another company, if you remember CD Universe. Back then it was all about selling CDs, and CD Universe bought the music keyword from us for $2,000, and then we were basically whole on our commitment, and I had this travel keyword, and literally, you know, 100,000 visitors a day coming into a very basic page that we had put together, and then it really highlighted the fact that there was so much demand for travel, and the internet was obviously in its infancy.
Oh, absolutely.
At the time, when I spoke with companies and I was trying to see what to do, everybody thought the internet was supposed to be free, and frankly, I had actually difficulty selling the keywords that I had to get the deal done with CD Universe and Booksite was actually quite difficult. And so that's what led me into travel. So I literally fell into travel, and it's been a very exciting ride. So I was privileged to be able to build my first company called One Travel, and then in 2010 start SmartFares.
Yes, and you were very clever to partner up with some people who were, you know, immersed in the travel industry, and you know, it doesn't take long to learn all the things you need to learn, but it does take time.
Well, yeah.
So by the time 2010 came, you were 15 years as a veteran of the travel industry.
Of course, absolutely. And it was very fast moving, especially in the late 90s and early 2000s, when everything was still fresh and new with regard to the way that the internet was growing and developing. So there were lots of conferences, lots of ways that everybody got together and collaborated, and it was a very exciting times. And so yeah, it's been a real privilege to be able to be part of this industry.
Well, you know, it's really exciting to be talking with you, because you know, I can remember 1995 in my last life in another company where I was executive vice president of a $1.5 billion travel company. We were just getting our feet wet, as everybody else was, with a website. And, you know, nobody knew anything, really. I mean, everybody was just shooting in the dark. And the people that were giving us advice gave us the kind of advice that suited them best. And everybody's website looked the same. They all look like, I hope all my listeners know what a T-square looks like. You know, it's that tool that mechanical engineers and people doing blueprints and carpenters and whatever use. It's usually made of metal, so it doesn't chip or splinter or bend or whatever. And it's like two sides of a right triangle without the third side. And so every website looked like that. It had a bar down the left side. It had a bar across the top. There were buttons across the top to on the navigation bar. And then there were these other rectangular buttons on the left side. And the middle created a window that would change out when you clicked on something. And it was unimaginative, uncreative, and boring. And so the first website that was being designed for the travel company I was with looked just like that and was horrible. And I remember going into a room with 13 people in it. I made the 14th. That was everyone from the head honcho of the company to, a dozen, 10 consultants, half of them in Brooks Brothers suits and Gucci Pucci ties, and the other half in stained and wrinkled T-shirts and button-down shirts. Not T-shirts. Turtlenecks.
Sure.
And I was the only woman in the room. And I am the first to admit how untechnically involved my brain is. A light switch is about as far as I can get on the technical side. And I said, you know, we're in an image industry. Why are we going to create such an ugly website? Well, this is how it's done. Well, why do we have to do what everybody else does? And what I was told is, because it can be done the way you're suggesting it, but it'll take 10 months, which we didn't have, and $10 million, which we surely didn't have. And so our first website looked like everybody else's ugly website. At least that was the direction it was going. I went home that night and at the dinner table was grousing about this website story. And my son, who was in college then, is listening to this. And when I explained to him, what I'd like to do is have a beautiful color in the background and like maybe 5 or 6 big thumbnail postage size images that represent airfare, hotels, resorts, cruises, last minute deals, seductive, beautiful pictures. And you click on that and that takes you to the functionality that's behind it and whatever. And he said, that could be done. And I said, can you do it? And he said, yes. I said, eat faster. And we went into the room he took over when his sister moved out to college and turned into something that looked like Star Trek. And between 7 p.m. and midnight, sabrams.com, the domain name was taken because somebody had my name. And later sold it to somebody else with my name. And created sabrams.com and the look that I wanted and linked it to the pages at my company site so that the next morning I walked into the conference room for the follow-up meeting and said, fellas, come take a look at this. So I kudos and gold stars to you, fella, for just being, you know, brilliant and visionary removing the stumbling blocks that so many people who just want efficiency and nothing else can't make happen. Stay with me. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. We're talking with Michael Thomas from SmartFares.com. Go check him out while we talk to ourselves over the commercial break. Don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show brought to you by Incredible Malta, where seascapes, landscapes, great food, beach and city resorts, incredible history and architecture, and wonderful inhabitants make Malta a must-visit destination. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Cocktail control, cocktail control.
Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have Michael Thomas on the line with me. He's the CEO of SmartFares.com. And, well, rather than my explaining it, why don't you explain for us, Michael, what is SmartFares.com and why should people choose to use it?
When I came back into the business, so I had started the business in 95 and I ran it till 2004, and then I was involved in travel advertising. And then when I came back in 2010, I realized that the landscape had dramatically changed, and the traditional travel agents were pretty much dinosaurs and had gone by the wayside, and any one catering to consumers with airfare was really focused on just selling a ticket online, and it was almost impossible to find a phone number or a way to talk to anybody about anything until after you had made a purchase. So from a consumer standpoint, it got gotten extremely unfriendly because the traditional agents were gone. And the big agencies, I'm sorry?
Absolutely. You could just shoot yourself if you had a question. Yeah, I mean, because there was no way you were getting an answer to, you know, if you had a problem, you had a special need, forget about it. No, brain surgery, self-inflicted. It was terrible.
Exactly. So and it can be anything, right? It can be, I'm going to fly to with my elderly parent, and we need to have a wheelchair or something organized. I mean, it can be anything that you'd want to get organized that is maybe out of the norm, or it can be even a very simple question, but there was certainly nobody to talk to about anything that you'd need or want. And so what we decided to do is essentially rebuild a business that has the elements of the modern aspects of obviously a website that provides very competitive fares and that allows you to book online and do all the things that everybody else does, but also ensure that we have 24/7 coverage. Wow. With agents, and that, you know, when you call, there's not, like, you know, 5 minutes of hold time where you wind up not being able to get a hold of anybody. So we staff the our centers correctly, and since we know that also calling is not what everybody wants to do, and you may have a simple question that doesn't, and you don't want to pick up the phone, then we also have chat functionality, so that we have also a team that answers chat, and it's also staffed 24/7. So that's really what differentiates us. We're essentially fully engaged, fully committed, fully online and offline at all times, and we cater to consumers and travelers all over the world.
Yeah, so that's really your end of your sentence got into the beginning of my next question, and that is, when you say all over the world, what does that mean?
Well, we have teams that answer the phones in lots of different languages. So we have Arabic agents. We have that speak Arabic. We have a big team of Spanish agents. We have I'm just literally interviewing for French agents, and working on German agents. So the idea is that we wind up being able to cater to travelers in, you know, all over the world in any language that they wish to communicate and interact with us. So our biggest team, obviously, are English and Spanish today.
Mais si vous avez des problèmes, vous pouvez être l'agent en français. And what I said was
exactement. Exactement. On peut tout faire pour les clients. On peut les aider de toute manière.
So that little bit, if you don't speak French, was, and if you have a problem, you can always do it. You can be the agent. And he said, absolutely. So, give us a kind of broad brush overview of the most popular destinations on each continent that you would be serving.
Well, so the biggest savings, first of all, I mean, we cater to any and all markets and anything, you know, related to domestic travel or international travel. The biggest savings for consumers will be on long haul international. So if you're looking to go to, and you mentioned earlier going to Rothenburg to visit the German town.
Yeah, they have a place that inspired the opening scene of the villa that's supposed to be the French village where Belle lives in France, and it's actually based on Rothenburg auf der Tauber in Germany. A great place to visit,
right, absolutely.
By the way.
Yes, and Rothenburg is a very romantic city.
But
it's
wouldn't you fly
the,
people?
The closest airport is
Frankfurt?
Actually Nuremberg. So you would fly to Nuremberg.
Interesting.
And then, from a market like let's say Atlanta, you can get to Nuremberg, you know, at the height of the summer for less than $1,000. So it's not prohibitive, but it's certainly something, you know, if you're traveling in June or July, you certainly don't want to leave it too late because the seats fill up as the summer
laws of supply and demand
happen, and it'll get more expensive.
Right, fewer seats and therefore higher prices. See, I wouldn't have thought about Nuremberg because I would have flown into Frankfurt and maybe from Frankfurt taking the bus down the Romantische Straße through Bavaria to Rothenburg, and then you can take a train from Rothenburg to wherever you're going next. You know, if you're probably going into Austria, so maybe into Vienna or into Salzburg, and then fly from there. But and that gives you a chance to, you know, see some of the stuff on the ground. But how far is Nuremberg from Rothenburg? I've never been. In terms
I think
of,
it's only well, it's about 150 miles. It's less than 60 miles.
Oh wow. Wow!
So it's actually not far.
So if you were flying, let's say you were flying from the East Coast, would you be flying nonstop, or you'd be making a connection somewhere?
For Nuremberg, you'd wind up having a connection.
Yeah, I would think.
But Frankfurt, obviously, Frankfurt is nonstop, depending on which carrier. But again, I mean, these airfares are pretty reasonable. I mean, I saw that, you know, for between, you know, $900 and $1,100, you can get from most major markets. I think Atlanta was less than $1,000, and Oklahoma City was a little bit more. It was like $1,100.
But you're also talking about height of the season, and
yes, of course.
Yeah,
at the height of the season, and of course it's going to be very coveted, right? So everybody wants to be in Europe during the you know, June, July, August months.
Well, there's a phrase I like to use a lot of times, especially inside the travel industry. People talk about low season fares or shoulder season fares and high season fares. I like to talk about smart season travel fares. Because, you know, it's less glamorous to talk about low season, you know? It sounds like bargain basement, even though that's what you're looking for. You don't have to call it that. But, you know, if you can go between sometime after the middle of September, it depends on the destination and the airline, but sometime in late September or mid to late October or very early November, November 1st, until around anywhere from the end of March to just before Easter, you will find fares that sometimes two people can go for what it would cost you to go in July or August to that destination. So it's, you know, a good time to look at the fares that are not quite dead center in the middle, unless you're a teacher or a student, or you're traveling with your children who are students, which those are the folks that create the peaks in the industry. If schools were closed February, March, that's when the high season would be. So, you know, that's another way to help control costs. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. We're talking with Michael Thomas, the CEO of SmartFares.com. And when we come back, I want to talk about any other destinations you think we should be thinking about that are hot, trendy, fashionable, and you know, some good deals to go to as far as airfare is concerned, and some other goodies that I have on my mind I want to chat with you about. So stay with me, everybody. This is Stephanie Abrams. And while we're in the commercial break, if you're not driving, have a look at smartfares.com. We'll be right back.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, announces tickets for the upcoming season are now on sale. Maestro Andres Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors will lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Ravel, Tchaikovsky, Schubert, Berlioz, and more. Conductor Nelsons will lead the BSO in 10 Tanglewood concerts, including opening night July 7th, as the orchestra presents Mahler's Symphony No. 2, Resurrection. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops will also highlight Tanglewood's opening and closing weekends with Sondheim on Sondheim and E.T. the Extraterrestrial in concert. And don't miss the Tanglewood Popular Artist Series, beginning with Natalie Merchant in July. Bring your family and friends to one of the most beloved music festivals in the world this summer at Tanglewood. Order your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200, 888-266-1200. Or visit tanglewood.org.
Part of my program, getting from there to here, being able to ride my bike 620 miles every single year from San Francisco to San Diego, is because my friends here at Superbeats. You know, in 1998, the Nobel Prize in Medicine was awarded to three scientists who discovered nitric oxide and the effects on the body. Doctors now refer to it as body's miracle molecule. Every one of the guys in my studio is taking this stuff. In the last 4 weeks that I've taken this, I'm going to tell you, I'm sleeping better, my knees are better, my nutrition better. By the way, beets are a nutritional gold mine. They're rich in vitamins, minerals, dietary nitrates, nitric oxide, all can help circulation, help maintain healthy blood pressure levels. I am confident. You buy 1 month supply of Super Beets, I'm going to give you a 1 month supply free. Also, remember the free book, Beat the Odds, free shipping on your entire order. You're going to love the results. I know it's working. I feel better. I feel more energy. You're going to feel better too. Super Beats. Call right now, 800-808-0687. That's 800-808-0687. Or go to sullybeats.com. That's SULLYBeats.com.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for
undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We have Michael Thomas, the CEO of SmartFares.com, on the line with us. And, you know, I am a great believer in finding creative ways to save money on air transportation, because the joke of it is that the back of the plane arrives the same time the front of the plane arrives. And as long as you can feel comfortable in whatever class of service you choose to fly in a plane, the more you save on your airfare, the more you're going to have to luxuriate on the ground, to stay in more pampering places, in better locations, to dine in more pleasurable places than you might otherwise dine if you were, you know, limited in your budget to great restriction. So the more you can free up on the airfare, the more money you have to play with when you get to your destination. We were talking about hot and trendy places and popular places and places you can go and save some money. And I'd also like you to address, Michael, the idea of fares other than economy fares for people who have experienced business class and first class and want to travel more richly in their travels. So where do you want to start?
Well, obviously, The best fares that we have on business class and first class, and that's where we also are able to offer the biggest savings, would be unpublished fares. And these unpublished fares would only be available on the telephone. So we have special deals with the airlines that are much below market, and they don't allow us to publish those fares online.
Well, not
we're
only
not
that,
to,
yeah, you're not allowed to publish
their
website,
name,
right?
But when our agents talk, when a traveler talks to one of our agents, then obviously we're allowed to disclose and sell these fares.
Right. That's not and for everybody listening, I've been in the travel industry 150 years. That's not unusual. There are deals out there that you will never see published. And sometimes you'll see some print ad someplace in a newspaper or something. And it will say, you know, we have fares to this destination in such and such class of service for this much money. But they're not allowed to publish the name of the airline because the airline doesn't want to mess up its relationship with the general public and all the other entities through which they sell their services. So, yeah. There are fares out there you're never going to find without the help of a company that can get into those fares, such as the way smartfares.com is able to.
And typically, the discounts can be, upwards of 50%. So it's hard for me to put a number down because I don't want travelers calling and saying you promised that it was 50%, because it's obviously all over the spectrum. It can be 10%, 20%, 30%. But I've seen upwards of 50% on a lot of the premium classes. So there's definitely big savings. So you might be able to see a fare go from a $6,000 price tag to $2,500 price tag. Which of course is still expensive, but but for the product, it's actually incredibly cheap.
It's an absolute bargain. And can you work conveniently with the business traveler who sometimes realizes today that they've got a client that wants to see them in 48 hours on the other side of an ocean, or do you need more lead time?
No, we can do absolutely last minute travel. It's hard to generalize, but some of the product is a little bit more restricted, or it may be or it may not be. So it depends. But we certainly can work at very short notice, and we can offer incredible savings.
So let's talk about, what are you seeing now? Are there any emerging new trendy destinations, or are there destinations that seem, more popular than others?
In terms of popularity, obviously for the summer travel, London is always at the top of the list. It's not an emerging, but it's, if you think about it from a standpoint of what a lot of people want to do. I just scanned some prices, and I saw that at the peak of summer, the prices were running about $1,600 a person, and that's actually quite pricey. So one of my pieces of advice would be to consider Paris instead. So Paris, for exactly the same routing, was $400 cheaper than London. So it's a sizable saving. And one of the most some of the most enjoyable times that I've spent in Paris were actually in August, because one of the phenomenon about the French is that everybody takes their vacation at the same time.
They're out of town.
Second and third week of August. All the businesses, all the stores, everything is closed in Paris, and everybody is and all the French are at the beach, which means that you can go and do the little hop on hop off bicycle rental, and you can literally cycle all through Paris, and it's really safe because there's just nobody in town.
Yeah, it's fabulous. I've done that. It's fabulous. Well, you see, I am a great believer in going to places when they're having their off season. Like, I love to go to a beach destination, and I'm not talking about Caribbean beach. I'm talking about a beach like in Maine or New Hampshire or Atlantic City or somewhere in the dead of winter. There is nothing more romantic than on a brisk cold day bundling up and taking a walk on a beach, especially if there's some snow on the beach. It is eerie and it's great fun, and you go back to your hotel and sit by the fireside and have something, well, in my case, a hot chocolate or stronger to drink. And when you do those things, you will find the most incredible experiences, as well as people have time for you because they're not crazy busy. So
exactly. So they're nicer to you, and the lobster tastes even sweeter because you're old.
You know you're going to have to come back again, don't you? For sure.
Absolutely. So you mentioned about Malta earlier, so I decided to do a quick check. And Malta, for travel from in May, was like, I checked May 9th to 29th, and I saw prices of like less than $600 for round trip flights from Boston to Malta, which is a real steal. Yeah, that was
When is it?
I mean, I checked May 9th to 29th, Boston to Malta.
Boston to Malta, round trip or one way?
Yes.
Round trip.
But no, we're not leaving you. We're not leaving you there.
You have to be careful. Audience, listen carefully. A lot of times fares are quoted to you and people say it's this place to that place, and they're not talking about a round trip. They're talking about one way. Now you got to pay to get home. So make sure the fare that you're getting is the round trip fare. So you had a round trip fare of six what? You just say the word.
It was about just under $600.
Under $600. Is that with all taxes and fees, or there's stuff to add on?
Yes. No hidden fees. I mean, it's all...
Okay, I have to take my calendar out and see about...
Get you there and get you back.
Wow. That is phenomenal. We have to talk more often. Will you come back again and again?
Of course. Happy to do so.
We're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.